Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies, and today I hope that you've been having a wonderful week. I hope that you've been trying to wade through everything that has been going on. First, I want to do say congratulations to the next president of the United States, President Trump. well, at least I hope that it's not Biden again. But he won the GOP nomination for three straight years. So that is, he won it last night. So congratulations to him for that. Hopefully he picks a good VP and it's not somebody crazy that shouldn't be a VP. So that's my only stipulation. I know he's not going to listen to me, but I know there's a few people, few candidates that have been mentioned that I hope are not the candidate, because it would deter, I think, a fair amount of people from that. But I think that he's going to have a good choice. Hopefully it's a, you know, rooted Christian, not somebody that is, says they're rooted in their faith in Christianity and then goes against it. But, you know, as we jump into what has been, I mean, a crazy week, right? We had the mumble of the union. I think that was there. I forget, because it was just, it's not something I went and watched. I just went and watched, you know, bits and pieces that came out of it. I mean, if I wanted to have someone yell at me the whole, you know, for an hour and a half, gosh, I don't know. I wouldn't want that anyway, so I can't even think of a relatable scenario that in which I would allow that. I would just up and leave. So that's what I did. Hopefully you did too for the stumble of the union, mumble of the union, whatever you want to call it, because, well, we know that he isn't putting words together and he can't read right. And the Democrats are all going to be cheering on somebody that wants more money to Ukraine and somebody that's not willing to shut down the border. Now, I get it. What is it? Lincoln Riley. Pray for her family that they can get through the evilness there. But we can't just focus on her. Maybe it's a tactic. But I think we also have to focus on all the other people as well that have been murdered by illegals, that have been, their lives changed immensely because illegals were let in. We even had Biden saying and admitting that he flew illegals, or that came out in testimony, that illegals here are flowing in to avoid the confrontation or the numbers at the border. I think that if you've been listening to me at any length of time, you know where this is going with the guarantee clause. If you have not read the guarantee clause in Article 4, right, it's not labeled a guarantee clause, but that's what it kind of is associated in, is the name of it, because it guarantees that the states, when they created the federal government in Article 4, had the guarantee in there that the federal government would protect the border from an invasion, which is what's happening right now and is being facilitated by the bumbling idiot that is the resident of that case, which is which, by the way, let's not forget this. Who did the bumbling idiot put in charge? The VP, Kamala Harris, or the vice resident. The vice resident. So, this is all a calculation of how to create an invasion. If you go back to kind of the Obama years, you will see that this actually was started back then, and a lot of it was set up in that. Trump kind of went through and put it down. But these are violations, right? And while I've mentioned this before, and we've had seen where people say treason gets thrown around way too much, and I agree, it can be thrown around way too much in different scenarios. But at what point do we look at the Constitution? And we're not even looking at U.S. laws, U.S. codes, U.S. statutes. We're not looking at any of that. We're looking at the Constitution in Article 4. about preventing an invasion. At what point does that just go, yep, that is the exact thing that's happening that should not be happening? And if that's the case, when is there proceedings for the impeachment? This is not a partisan issue, right? If you want to argue that somebody wants to have, you know, more immigrants or whatever else, there's a legal way to do it. If you've listened to me any length of time, I congratulate those that go through legally, and I welcome them because they're willing to put in the work. They are not, they do not want to come here breaking the law. And for all those people out there, but you know, they didn't do anything wrong. They broke the law to get in here. That is, by definition, doing something wrong. My mind gets baffled sometimes. Well, a lot of times, because it's hard for me to think in a stupid way. I'm sure it is for you too. You're probably going, you know, he said this one week, he said this the next week, and he didn't make sense on either time. That's Biden for you. But it is just crazy what is going on. And while people say this has never happened before and everything, we look at the Bible and it says there, I believe in Isaiah, nothing new happens under the sun. And if you read the Bible, you kind of see they had the exact same problems with kings and governments that we are having today. Not surprisingly, just a different technology, just a different time, and just a different way of it being communicated. That's it. So there are ways through this. There's ways out of it. And we have to walk in faith and with God to be able to do that. So we have that on our side, right? The good thing is that God is on the good side. And we know then that God always wins. It's not any shock. I think the devil keeps trying to change an outcome. That's got to be a rough one for him. But you're not going to change that outcome, devil. I don't care how many times you try. Not going to happen. So that is kind of the basis of where we've gotten started, of where we've been last week. But let's jump into something I really want to talk about today, the TikTok ban. That law, it did pass the House, so now we'll see if this is going to continue on in the Senate and be passed through the Senate. I have a feeling that it will be passed. And I don't know where everyone stands on banning of TikTok. I think it's not the right approach. And if you go in my past videos, I kind of was wishy-washy on where, if you should ban it or if not. And my view was more of, let's just do a wait and see. Let's see where it is. I can see where you want to ban it on state devices. I can't see where you would just want to blanket ban it. I get where you might want to have a U.S. control of the asset, where a U.S. company would control the data, the searching and everything else, and control how that works. That's fine. That you could spin that off, have a subsidiary. However, looking at this law of what is there, this isn't about TikTok. And anyone that says, oh, we got to just go ban it, they haven't read the law. Or they like government control. And you can really tell this is, if people like the Patriot Act, then they probably like this banning TikTok bill that they're probably going through. And if people are like, oh yeah, this is a good idea, and they've been against the Patriot Act, you have to really look at, what the heck are you thinking? Did you not read this? And I did call my representative today, And they were trying to explain to me nothing that was in the bill. And I had to say, either you didn't read this or you don't understand it, which is an annoying part of this complete side of things, where you don't understand technology enough, or I guess this isn't even really with technology, you don't have the capacity to be able to read to understand how and where something may be banned. So here is kind of the summary of the language of this TikTok ban. And Thomas Massey has this, and I've read some other people with this snippet as well out of this. Actually, you know what? I probably should put this whole bill link. What is it? HR 7521. I'll put the whole thing in. You know, it kind of goes underneath the ByteDance Limited. But this bill really does set up for a Trojan horse. Item 3 in it. The term foreign adversary controlled application means a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology application that is operated directly or indirectly, including through a parent company or a subsidiary or affiliate. A website. You get that? A website. This is why I don't like it at all. It's not just an app. It's a full website. And it continues in this bill that it is providing a service to distribute or maintain or update such foreign adversaries' controlled application, including any source code of such application, by means of a marketplace, including online mobile store, through which users within the land or maritime borders of the United States may access or maintain or update such application, providing internet hosting services to enable the distribution, maintenance, or updating of that application. Oh, look, now we're on to updating, and we're going after internet hosting services. And the one that gets to do this, that's, guess who's in charge of all this? Guess who is in charge of all of this? The president. We have a bill, and right now it's only passed the House, and we have House members that are on the supposedly freedom side. Now, I would say that, you know, like, I called up my representative to ask him why he voted for it. Obviously, I do feel kind of sorry for these people that just pick up the phone, because they're not well equipped to be able to handle the questions that an informed constituent is going to have. And the representative is so off base that he should be calling back your people. I mean, you don't have much else to do. If we're going to pay you, at least call back your certain representatives. If you say you don't have time for it, you're lying. Your job is that. That is your sole job. But going through and saying, well, you know, you have the Chinese CPP involved in all this. What I just read wasn't saying TikTok, wasn't saying just TikTok, wasn't saying just this. It was a broad expansion where the consideration of who has the determining factor is the president. It doesn't matter if the person is a United States resident or whatever it else. It's, you know, on internet hosting services. It is on app stores. And I don't know who is kind of pushing for all this. But if you say, well, you know, these are kind of bad, you know, TikTok is a bad actor or whatever else, you don't have to get me on board on how stupid I think TikTok is. But the part of banning it, I don't see that side of it yet. because what you wrote in the law shows me one thing of where you're trying to go to. Where's Rumble going to sit? Is it anything that you don't like for a company? Is it anything that you want to block to get around this, right? Let's say you don't like X and you deem that that somehow through this, right? You could say that could be blocked, right? Even though there's some foreign entity stuff in there, kind of making it, dressing it up, putting lipstick on a pig, saying, you know, this is a really good one. Still a pig. It doesn't seem like this is actually a TikTok ban. I get government devices and leaving it off of that. You don't want that tracking. Now, I don't have TikTok on my phone at all. I haven't visited TikTok. I see them, you know, in tweets and something else using a webpage. I don't like that data being sent back, being used by like a Chinese foreign government. I don't even like it used by the United States government. We're supposed to have freedom from that stuff, and surfing and grabbing it without a warrant, I believe, is a violation. Now, that's probably another topic for another day to go into it. But this is, you know, the fact that they wrote a bill that doesn't really pertain to just TikTok. And there are so many better ways to go around this. I even told the person that was on the phone, you know, they do the best job they can, which isn't a very good job, because they're just in this area where you're trying to communicate of what the how the representative or senator is thinking and why they did something, and you're getting this information of somebody that like me or like you that has some information about why, you know, why would you do something like this when the language in there is not just about TikTok. And they're going on about, well, this is about TikTok and the foreign things of having control and sending that data back to CCP. But that's not what the bill is about. And they're stuck in this catch-22. So I get it from their aspects. I think that they should, you know, be in contact. But then that's where the representative needs to be doing it and getting back to you. And if the representative is not smart enough to understand this language, then you probably should have somebody that is in the field of reference kind of communicate with that with you. You know, maybe all bills need a 1 month period where you go through and you discuss it as it's all written up, it's discussed, and then you have 1 month to go through it before you vote on it. I get that there's, you know, would be exceptions to the rule and everything else, but you need something, because you can't keep going on like this, having, you know, people that are illiterate or not understanding something making decisions on something that is written up to kind of go after different areas of technology that people use here in the United States. If you don't want the CBP and stuff to do this, there is other ways of doing it. Maybe you have an independent panel of all the data here in the United States. It sits here. There is, you know, certain things that can be done. There's an oversight committee on it. All that code gets, you know, gets to be oversight. I'm not saying that Congress necessarily has to oversight it. I think it should, but maybe you bring in experts to review, and they, you know, maybe there is even a, you know, an independent area where you can have somebody say, here's where all the data is sending. They analyze all the traffic. And if there's traffic going to areas where you don't want, that's all banned. And you, or that's all stopped, right? And the app can still operate. I don't see this as a positive thing for everyone going forward. I think that you're just going to drive more people to be upset about the banning of TikTok. To me, it doesn't matter one way or another if the app is around. Granted, there's some hilarious stuff on there that makes its way to Twitter and memes, but it is more of the area of where is the government overreaching and why is the government overreaching in these areas and writing laws for the overreach. And then you have VPNs. What are you going to do? Ban a VPN? I'm getting technical. My background is technical. So, but, you know, if people are going to find a way around this, you're not helping anything. In fact, you might even be making it grow even more, which is the exact opposite thing you wanted to do. In fact, instead of, you know, encouraging and maybe here's a radical idea, government. You're more worried about an app, you know, instead of blocking the border. So do I really take you seriously about this banning TikTok that is actually for the good of Americans, even when you can't shut down a border? That's a little side note. But think about it this way. If you would enable, and I'm not saying the government throw money at something, but enable lower taxes, get a lower tax rate, bring taxes down, and encourage business development, do you think that we might have maybe a TikTok competitor out there that's a little bit better maybe? Instead of people looking at it saying, you know, TikTok's a good idea, but let's think about the next idea. But because it is such a steep hill to overcome, it is hard for a lot of people with their ideas to just go out and start it, right? Go out and do something else. You remove restrictions, you remove regulations, you have innovation. You remove the barriers, and all of a sudden, guess what might just take off? Well, why don't we look at it that way? Why don't we actually take a look and be like, you know what? This is probably a good idea. This might be a good thing to do. Let's have some innovation. Let's, you know, protect our citizens by blocking the Chinese government from having access to United States citizens' data. Now, if you're going to do that, you got to make sure you do it yourself, government. But that's not what this bill's about. I'm beating a dead horse at this, you know, moment. I've been over this a few times. I just don't understand why so many people are so adamant about blocking this already when it doesn't address the true issue. It doesn't address what is really the problem. And here's another one. They're all worried about TikTok, right? We're all talking about that. What about all the farmland next to military bases that are being bought out? Or about, you know, the farmland by Chinese, you know, people that are all being bought up? Or, you know, huge areas of forest all being bought up? Am I saying that there can't be foreign landowners? Well, I think that they should be limited to certain things. Maybe it's not really an investment inside the United States. Maybe it's just you have options for housing, and you can have a house or whatever here, vacation home, whatever else. But, you know, in order to make that leap to have farmland, you know, areas that can be mined or anything else, you kind of need to be a U.S.-based company and, you know, and or citizen at that point, right? And the U.S. citizen has to be driving the company. You could do something like that, right? I think that Elon buying Twitter, you know, he immigrated here. I think that is a great use of what he was able to build with everything, with, you know, all the money that he has accumulated over the years. But do you not think that they would try to take X away at some point down the line? Let's say the Democrats get reelected. Let's say something like this happens. And all of a sudden, this all passes. The president has full authority over this. Do you think that they aren't going to try to figure out a way? And X has a whole bunch of stuff on it that the government, tyrannical government, wants to shut down, as they always do, right? Tyranny. Governments like to have a whole bunch of tyranny, right? Well, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to shut that down. And then all these same people that are going through and being like, you know what, this is we need to ban TikTok now, are going to be like, oh, well, they shouldn't be banning this. It shouldn't be banning that. Who is being the arbiter of all this? You're getting people to be the arbiter of this that don't have the necessary ideas of freedom in mind. So are we banning TikTok, or are we you didn't write it so that you're banning TikTok. You know, it was super simple. TikTok app or TikTok website developed by so-and-so is banned in the United States. Done. That would be the law. That would be the bill. This is not that. This is a whole bunch of other stuff in it. And let's say you have feelings that you don't like TikTok, you don't like where it's doing, I don't like how the CCP is using the data, everything else, right? I get that. I'm not for banning it. I'm from stopping the CCP from having that data. I'm also against the United States government from having that data, right? So why didn't you go down that route? I don't know. I have no idea. And I get it. I'm pounding this over and over again. But it is just does not make sense as to why people want this just straight out banned without in this law or in this bill that is currently happening. Unless they want to give more and take away more freedom from the United States citizens. So, let's end, or let's get on to the other big news today, is that the 6 counts in the Fannie Willis indictment against President Trump have been thrown out by the Judge McAfee. I like that. That's a good sign. I think that is an important aspect of this case with somebody as corrupt as her that these are being thrown out. We'll see. How everything else is going, right? And how all these other counts are there. Hopefully, we'll get this more cleaned up. Hopefully, Trump doesn't have to pay the frivolous lawsuits up in New York. With that money that he's put in, what, escrow or something up there. I can't remember what the legal term is called, but there's aspects to that. I can't believe how much they've attacked President Trump on all this stuff. But this is crazy. I can't fathom just how much attacks he's been in. And by the way, I don't think that Trump is going to listen to this, but if he does, don't hold back, Trump. When you get in, use your business instincts and go for it. Take it, clean it, make sure that you get this government streamlined. You have 4 years. You have one shot left to do it. I get it. The first term, you're trying to get reelected, all that other stuff. I can see that side. It's trying to figure out how it all works. This time, know what? USMCA is going to have to be renegotiated, right? Kind of did that. Kind of funny. I guess I didn't want to admit it last time when USMCA was written. I'm like, well, we're going to have to renegotiate this. We're going to have a an idiot in there that's going to have to renegotiate it because it'll be right outside president's second term or whatever else gets done, right? And I had this gut feeling, no, he's going to renegotiate it. And sure enough, go for it. What I'm telling you, Trump, put a tariff on every country. Make sure it's all equal. Make sure you build up the United States. Or put in place a build-up strong United States. A strong United States. Economically, borders, all that stuff. Get the debt under, you know, start paying that down and a budget, cut it in half, reduce the size of government, really get it underneath control. Because then you'll set something up for whoever you hand off the government to to be the example of what people will want, and they will get to see what they want. Don't be like these other Republicans of just wishy-washy, trying to be like, we're going to do this. So then that way, when we get control, we can do this, that, and the next thing, and then not do it. Because what's going to happen is if you give everyone a taste of what really can happen, they're going to want it even more. Because there's been a lot of people praying and trying to hope that this would finally get corrected. And nothing's been corrected for a very long time. Obamacare and everything else. Obamacare technically still there, right? Trump just helped gut it. But I'm telling you, just go after and just clean house. Be the businessman that you in your books were known for. That's what I would say to you, President Trump. Let's get this thing cleaned up. Let's get our country back. I'm excited. I'm praying for everybody out there. And until next time, God bless.